So, first of all, I'd like to thank the organizers for giving me the opportunity to make this talk in such a nice conference. So, going a little bit lower in energy, I would like to present you some results on search for extended sources along the Atlantic plates with Sami. So, it's a paper that is in preparation within the configuration, and I've been led by a group of people in Bordeaux and Aquedas. So, for people who wouldn't be familiar with Sami, I will just give a very brief description. So, it's a Gamma-ray satellite, I think, of instrument 8, so it will be 8 years ago in Chile. It hosts two instruments, the larger telescope, which covers the sky, the energy between 20 MeV and more than 300 MeV, as I will show you in a minute, and which covers the entire sky. Honestly, ours, which is like two of it. And the second instrument, so which was shown on the bottom of the satellite here, is the Gamma Burst Monitor, which is dedicated to Gamma Burst, and so I won't talk on this instrument today. So, my next slide was. And next slide was just to give you an overview of the main reference catalogs for Fermi. So Fermi, I mean Fermi Labs, about 100 MeV. So the latest reference as the Fermi Lab catalog was the 3NGM catalog, which contains more than 3,000 sources. And it contains all the sources like ACNs, Postdoc, Software, and so on. And among these 3,000 sources, almost 50% are close to the galactic plane. So, what's the major step forward since the publication? It's the new number construction that they mentioned, which is called PAS-8. So, there is already a paper on this. And thanks to this new reconstruction, we have a large gain in acceptance. So, statistics. As you can see on these plots, which shows the acceptance and production of energy, so you have an effective acceptance which is multiplied by 2 at 100 MeV, you have an improvement by 30%, almost 30% at 1 GeV, and even at high energy between 10 GeV and 1 TeV, you have a large gain between the latest even reconstruction and the new one, which is called PAS-8. And I should mention that the data, the PAS-8 data, are already published since last year. So, using this new reconstruction, people decided to look at very high energy. This is the subject of the paper, the second catalog of Fermi hard source, which is called 2 of the channel, which was previously mentioned by Ryan. And it contains 360 sources on the world sky, so galactic and extragalactic. And on these sources, 1/3 is close to the galactic plane, 19 of the 25 extended sources mentioned in the total catalog, the spherical catalog, are still detected, and there are 5 new extended sources. And since the pipeline for searching for extended sources along the galactic plane was already set up by Marianne Jennings, they decided to go lower in energy at 10 GeV, so starting at 10 GeV, to see what they can catch at extended sources. So this has some advantages, going from 50 GeV to 10 GeV as a minimum threshold, you have an enhanced sensitivity. As you can see here on this plot, we have sensitivity as a function of energy. If you go from 50 GeV to 10 GeV, you have a better sensitivity even close to the galactic center. And you still have a very good angular resolution, as you can see on this plot. So, having this change in energy, you have better sensitivity, still a good angular resolution, and you have also 10 times more photons, so you have better statistics. So, your gain is significant. So, this is just a technical part of the analysis, which was performed with more than 6 years of data, PAS-8 data, of course. between 10 GB and 2 TB, and we started from the position of the source from the 3HF cutout, so general cutout, and we scanned the data plane with two methods, so two pipelines, one in Bordeaux and one at Doda, which have different approach, but still you perfectly scan the data plane between minus 7 and 7 degrees. And fortunately, the results are the same with both pipelines. And it takes all the source for the best position to the extension. Thank you. And when the source is extended, it also tests if one source will be more suitable. And you also do a spectral curvature. And the main criteria to say that the source is extended is that the significance of the source is almost 5 sigma. The significance of the extension is 4 sigma, and that the lighting you get with an extended source is better than two points. So the results are following. We claim the detection of more than 40 extended sources, about 10 GB, more than 15 have different morphology than 3FGL, and more than 10 are new extended sources. So this 40, more than 40 sources can be divided in three classes. The ones that have very good agreement with previous publication, the ones that are significantly improved either from a morphological point of view or spatial point of view, or even both, and then extended sources. And I will give you a brief overview with one or two examples for each class. So the first example of very good agreement between this work and this publication is the spermulant W41 that was updated by Hess at high energy for Fermi, and which origin is related either to SNR or to SARS-CoV-2. And the extension we find is shown by this white circle. I hope you can see it. And about 0.3, which is in agreement with what was previously published, either outside information by Gastron and Lau, or by the calibration with the supernormal catalog. And you can see that so the new results are not only with the previous publication, but also it especially match very well the test initial. And the spectrum also connects nicely, but I cannot show you in today. Then, concerning the improvements with respect to the previous publication, the first example is the Corsa-Gonella SG1356, which is powered by this Corsa and was detected by Hess. So here you can see our new extension with the Hess photos overlaid, and you can see here on the right, so both are TS maps, the same TS map but with different version overlays. You have the new results in white and the previous publication by Fermi, so the 2FHF, where you see that the emission was seen as smaller because we had less statistics, and the new morphology better match the Hess mission, which is quite normal because we see the same source and the same mechanism, which we understand the spectrum from this observation. Then the second case of significant improvement is the supernormal G150.3, which was discovered in radio 2 years ago. So you can see here in white the new results of the extension with the radio size overlay, and you can see that there is a perfect match between both sides. Whereas in the previous publication, about 50 GB, so at higher energy with less statistics, we had a smaller disk and a little bit offset with respect to the radio center. So still you gain by having a lower energy. Then, concerning the new extended sources, I have two cases to show. The first one is the supernormalant CTB109, which was first detected as one high by Fermi. You have the 3HF part here, which matched the peak of the emission, but now to encompass the whole emission, you need an extended source with an extension of about half the open. 35 degrees, sorry, which perfectly match the special emission in X-ray by Robert. And finally, the latest case, maybe the most complex, is the Kuka-Black complex, which is not related to supernova but to Gauss-Hausdorff nebula. So just to show you the result of the regional symmetries, you have two Gauss-Hausdorff nebulae, phase 3 and the rabbits. Both are covered by Gauss-Hausdorff, so you have two Gauss-Hausdorff and two nebulae in the same region. And up to now, to model the emission at high energy, thank you, you need a very large disk to encompass the emission from both Gauss-Hausdorff and both nebulae at the same time. And having better statistics, now we are able to see a smaller region, which is shown in white. So in the end, the emission of this whole complex is modeled like four sources. So you have two point sources for the two Gauss-Hausdorff, one point source for the black nebula, which is still seen as more high, maybe because it's fainter than the other one, and the K3 nebula, which is on the upper right, thank you. Here is now modeled with a disk which is 0.12 degrees. So now we have a better statistics, we are able to see it at extent. So, as a conclusion, so stay tuned for the publication of this paper. We will report more than 40, the detection of more than 40 extended sources, among which more than 10 new extended sources. What is interesting in comparison to the previous talk is that in this project we have less Gauss-Hausdorff than in the TV range, but every Gauss-Hausdorff that we detect is detected at TV. And then the important point is that the dominant fraction of identified sources along the galactic plane are suitable randoms, I mean, except sources. So just to finish with this project, I just would like to remind that this catalog is relevant for itself, but it's also relevant for the TV community, since we are not biased by pointed observations. And we cover the whole sky, and we have a both bias on the observation program, and we also can detect large SNR such as the one that I presented a few minutes ago, which is 3 degrees diameter large. It's really difficult and faint to be detected at TV. So with this catalog, we are able to point the TV community towards the main candidates to be observed for current chunk of experiment, but also future ones such as CTA and HOKE. Thank you for your attention.
So on the topic of SNR V50, 0.3.
Yeah.
Yes. So you mentioned that it's got the slightly distorted with the remnant community analysis about 50 dB, but we very well okay around it.
Yeah.
How much was the spectral index that was quite hard changed at all with the updated analysis?
You mean if the spectral index was the same before or
right, and then altered significantly or
I don't remember the spectral index found in the two coefficient, but in the new analysis you have a half spectral like 1.9, so it's quite unusual, but it's promising for TV. But I don't remember the spectral index before.
Any more questions?
Actually, there is a larger project that will cover the whole sky of 10 which will include the results that we found. but in the water. So they should be this SNR observatory.
Any more questions? Thank you, Maria, again.